Good morning, MGTOW men. This is the first video with the, well, not the first, but I think the first one I'm going to upload since the old camera became defunct due to network out sort of well, it seems to be a global sort of phenomenon that all the 3G networks are fucking being phased out. And the previous phone that I had, which was a Samsung J2 from about 2018, which I picked up for, I think, about $230. And one of the cheap international models, a parallel imports, you know. And that's been a terrific phone. It still is. It's good, you know. But its configuration was that it was a LTE type phone, which stands for long-term expansion, you know, which meant it put all the phone calls and SMSs on the 3G network, and what it did is it put all the data on the 4G network. So just recently, when about a week or so back, when the government, you know, directed that all the fucking telephone companies shut down anything that runs on 3G, ban it from accessing the networks. That fabulous phone was just, it wasn't bricked, but what they do is they match the phone's IMEMI number or the MAC MAC address, the config, you know, the phone fucking, this is, you know, phone particulars, you know, they match that to the network and then just say no, go to the phone, you know, which was a piss off. And in one sense, it's just like, I can see why the networks, where, you know, they gave people like 6 months notice, you know, got to get some new phones soon, you know, and then shut down the network. But there was a small discrepancy in that they didn't, nobody said this very fucking fine detail that this later version of a Samsung J2, which I think is 2019 or something, 2020. The older ones were, there was the 3G phones, then there was the LTE, which ran on 3G voice and SMS, and 4G for all the data, and then there was the VO LTE, which is voice over long-term expansion, which means the voice, the phone calls and the SMSs run on the fucking 4G network, as does the data. So nobody said that one particular little fucking difference, you know what I mean? So I was called out by that. And so I got a perfectly good phone, you know, that's now been fucking bricked. It's not bricked as in the phone's fucked. That's been just locked out of the networks, you know. And that is a total piss off. Yeah. Because it's still a really good phone, you know. Fuck it is. It's, you know, I never... I never saw the sense on spending up big on having the best and the most amazing and the most incredibly capable fucking phone with, you know, super battery life and, you know, cameras that you can see the fucking, you know, other side of the moon with and all this other sort of shit, you know what I mean? You know, I just found that there's a level where sometimes it might be a little bit slow on some things, you know. For instance, if you're running, I think 1920 by 1080 video, at sort of stutters, you know what I mean? It can't process the data if the scenery changes real quick, you know. But for, you know, lower resolutions, it's fine, you know. Or for nearly static fucking resolutions, it will just operate just fine, you know. And a tiny little bit slow here or there on a couple of things, but it's not like my fucking God, you know, 5 minutes to boot up sort of shit, and then 5 minutes to open the first application, and then, you know. And what I got was one of those, when that phone actually fucked up its PIN code access or something, something went wrong, you know. And I picked up one of those Samsung A01 model phones, and they're the most basic fucking phones with the most basic fucking chipset in them. And they are, because where I live, I need internet connectivity, I need the phone, you know what I mean? I need the internet, I can tether, you know, things via the fucking computer, you know what I mean? And that gives me that, you know? And I also need a phone with a touch screen on it, a smartphone type touch screen, so you can run applications, because I'm not just doing phone calls when on the road, you know. But it's like, you know, 5 minutes to boot up, a couple of minutes to open the applications, it keeps stalling if you run any camera above the absolute minimum fucking video settings. And it keeps crashing and all sorts of, it's just, it's good for an emergency phone, but it's a piece of shit everywhere else, you know? And, so that's just an emergency standby, keep it charged, stuck in the fucking corner, you know? But it was so bad, you know, I don't mean bad, you know, as in like, throw it in the sun, this is fucked, and throw it in the bin, but later model J2 is actually pretty fucking good, and it's not a lot better than the fucking, I think 2019 or 2020 or whatever, J2 is better than the 2018 J2. The screen's better, the camera's better, fucking, you know, and so, you know, I'm quite pleased with the result. The software on it, however, Google and the Australian media and all the fucking shit they come out with, these cunts should just be punched in the fucking face and kicked to the ground, you know what I mean? Given an absolute flogging. Google are fucking cunts anyway, you know? So, but it does have a blue screen off type thing, you know, which is quite good. You know, when you turn on the old 2018 J2, you notice the fucking difference. You know, it's pale and sort of bright and sort of blue, you know, there's a blue, strong blue in the fucking, you know. But yeah, so, this is good, peoples. Yeah, so the phone situation, I'd rather have sort of kept using the old phone, but this is just how it goes, you know. But it's a good phone you can use for other things. You know, 128 gig, memory card in it and all this other stuff, you know, it's brilliant. And